The country's economic growth rate slowed considerably during the second quarter of this year, according to figures released by the Commerce Department today. The economy expanded at an annual rate of just 1.1% between April and June, less than half of what most economists had forecast. The government also said today that the economy actually shrank throughout much of last year. Despite the numbers, President Bush said that he remains confident the economy is moving in the right direction. NPR's Jim Ziroli reports.
The numbers released today show that the economy was worse off than most analysts thought last year and that it hasn't recovered as much as they'd hoped. The Commerce Department said the growth rate was 5% during the first 3 months of this year and then slowed dramatically over the 3 months that followed. One reason for the drop was a slowdown in consumer demand, says economist Kathleen Stephenson, director of global economic research at Credit Suisse First Boston.
Consumer demand in the first quarter has been helped by tax cuts, refunds, and also, of course, you know, the refinancing in mortgages. We've seen a respite of that in the second quarter, hence this slowdown.
When consumers did buy, they were often drawn to imported goods, and the trade deficit widened. In addition, business investment was down sharply as companies stopped putting money into new equipment and technology. These were not the only disappointing numbers released today. The National Association of Purchasing Management released data suggesting that industrial activity slowed in July. President Bush attempted to put the best face on the numbers. He noted that the U.S. economy has enjoyed three straight quarters of positive growth, which suggests that things are moving in the right direction.
I'm optimistic about this, and I think when the American people take a look at the facts and are confident about those facts, like I am, they're going to realize we've got a bright future ahead of us.
But economists remain divided over where the economy is going. Some have predicted that the U.S. is headed for a double-dip recession and growth will plunge again in the months to come. Kathleen Stephenson doesn't think that will happen, but neither does she see robust growth ahead.
What we're likely to see is an economy that is essentially muddling through, an economy that is growing, but growing below potential.
Lakshman Ashathan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute agrees. He says a number of indicators suggest that growth is rebounding, but he says it will take a while before a full-fledged recovery is underway.
I would say it's something like the early stages of the last recovery, 1991, 92, 93, where we had what was anemic growth early on that slowly gathered speed.
But Ashathan says one thing is now beyond dispute. The Commerce Department said that growth actually contracted during the first 9 months of last year. Until now, it had reported only one quarter of negative growth. A recession is usually defined as two or more consecutive quarters of negative growth, and so many economists and government officials argue that the country hadn't experienced a true recession. But Ashathan says today's numbers should put the dispute to rest.
That argument is over. The debate is over. We had a recession, and now with these broader GDP figures, it's very clear it was nothing more and nothing less than a classic business cycle recession.
In one respect, today's numbers were good news. The drop in growth makes it all but certain that the Federal Reserve will put off another interest rate increase for a while. That may have kept stock prices from falling too far. While prices fell after the release of the numbers, they soon rebounded. Jim Ziroli, NPR News, New York.